Welcome to the latest Payments FM podcast from Experience. Today I'm with payments consultant Norman Taylor and we're talking about the use of mobile devices in banking and payments. Welcome, Norman. With our ever-reliance on mobile technology, this is inevitably having an effect on how we bank and how we make and receive payments. I just wonder if you could give us a quick update.
Yes, thank you, Dom. Just to introduce myself in more detail, I actually have been involved in the payments industry for nearly 49 years and during that time spent 33 years with a clearing bank. My first role was with Martins Bank in their cheque clearing department. That was prior to actually automation of cheque clearing. So I was involved in the automation of cheque clearing and the automation of branch accounting within Martins Bank. Seems a long time ago now. Also, it seems a long time ago since the mobile phone was generally introduced, just over 40 years ago. And I think if anybody had one of those, it was the size of a brick. The current phone, of course, is slightly different. It's called a smartphone. Smartphones may be an unusual name for a piece of equipment that is actually a handheld computer. The number of apps on these are growing continually. One of the most important apps for doing payments and so on is obviously the banking app. So you would have a banking app from your bank on your smartphone, and through that you can actually deal with your bank in the same way as you would do with internet banking. Development forward from that has also been the introduction of mobile payments. So the actual bank allows you to pay somebody knowing only their mobile phone number. They will hold the bank account details for that particular customer against that mobile phone number and enable the transaction to be concluded without either party knowing the bank account of the other. Just recently, on the 29th of April, the UK Payments Council introduced a central mobile payments database called Payem.
So what's the response been to peer-to-peer Payem payments?
A number of the major banks have joined the Payem service, as well as some of the smaller building societies and so on, and more are due to join over the next 12 months. What that gives you in terms of mobile payments is the ability to actually make a payment to somebody who doesn't bank with the same bank that you do. So that the bank you're with will have their business, their application on the mobile phone. They will then actually enable you to make a payment via a mobile telephone number, and that mobile telephone number will be checked with the Payem service and the payment made. So payments across banks will be made available through the mobile payment app and also using Payem purely as the database to check details. I previously mentioned Barclays. They've introduced the use of QR codes to that, which enables businesses to actually receive payments through a mobile telephone number, and to enable their customers who wish to pay them to recognise where to send the payment, they can actually scan a QR code into the smartphone and that would identify the beneficiary. The QR code would be shown on the customer's bills, material that they might provide in terms of literature, and even a business advertising campaign where the QR code is held would identify which product you want to buy, who's to be paid, and the transaction will be handled through the Barclays business application on their smartphone and also recognise the mobile payment number that needs to be sent the money sent to. Recently, Checkprint and Barclays teamed up to provide QR codes to a charity. Sparks sent out material to their potential donors with a QR code on. People could scan that QR code and use that to pull the information into their payment and send it through the Barclays Ping It service. Sparks then would have that information and make it easier for them to actually collect all the information and value to claim the gift aid from the HMRC. On the 6th of May 2014, Capita, the outsourcing giant, announced that they were also going to join with Barclays Ping It and start using QR codes and make them available to their customers, to enable their customers to actually collect money through mobile payments through the QR code process and ping it.
One of the older payment systems is the use of cheques. How's the world of mobile technology affecting cheque payments?
Very good question, Don. There's a lot happening at the moment in the cheque industry. The original cheque processing systems were automated way back in the late 1960s, and I was actively involved in that in Martins Bank. We're now looking at the introduction of check photographing by smartphone and depositing that to bank accounts by sending that image to the banking payment app on the smartphone. That will mean that cheques will not be actually cleared. Unfortunately, at the moment, there is still legislation in place that requires cheques to physically be delivered to the drawing bank. So if Barclays introducing this will enable Barclays cheques to be paid in, but not other banks. However, it is pleasing to hear that the HM Treasury are putting legislation into place for enactment to enable cheques to be retained by the bank they're paid into, or even the individual or business that received them. So there are major moves in forward where cheques will actually become truncated and images stored for view by the drawing bank if required.
What about business customers, Norman? What options do they have?
Yes, the businesses obviously who receive large volumes of cheques would like to be able to handle those in a more efficient way than currently. With the change in legislation, which will require cheques to be held by the bank or where they're received, it would enable businesses to actually scan cheques in bulk, and they could then transmit a transactional record as a file of information and also transmit the image, where it will be stored centrally, and the drawing bank would have access to that image at that point. But it would mean the physical movement of cheques will stop for businesses who receive large volumes with that business, and they will have to retain the cheques as required. But it will certainly improve the whole process of cheque clearing. In fact, there won't be any cheque clearing. The cheques will stop and the information will be all electronically processed.
It's great to see mobile technology driving real innovation in the payments industry. Thank you very much, Norman.
Okay.